following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Penguin Mysteries. I'm your host, DJ Traumatized, and each week we'll uncover the secrets, mysteries, and dark tales lurking beneath that California surface. Get ready to explore the unexpected that will leave you on the edge of your seat. Stay tuned because the truth is stranger than fiction. To the second episode, and today we'll be switching things up. Today we'll be talking about Robert Blake, born Michael James on September 18th, 1933 in Nutland, New Jersey, and was a very talented and successful actor who became both known for his exceptional work in film and television, but also for his scandalous legal troubles, which will forever overshadow his career as an actor. And here's a broad view of his overlife. So get ready, grab your popcorn, take a seat, grab a friend, and listen, because today we'll be unmasking Robert Blake. Early life of a troubled childhood star. Born in Nutland, New Jersey on September 18th, 1933, Robert Blake's early life was scarred by hardship. He was born Michael James Gubitosi to Italian immigrant parents, both of whom struggled financially and to make ends meet. His father, James Gubitosi, was an alcoholic, and his mother, Elizabeth, was a stage dancer. The family struggled extremely with finances, and Blake often felt like a burden. His parents' relationship was volatile, and their household was filled with pending tension. At just 18 months old, Blake was put into the show business. His mother, desperate to make money, pushed him into the life of acting. Blake's first major acting gig was in our gang comedy series, better known as The Little Rascals, where he played a mischievous child named Mickey from 1939 to 1944. Blake was very young, only 5 years old, but his talent was very apparent, as everyone knew he was destined to be a star. He had a sharp wit with a natural comedic timing and a magnetic screen presence like no other that set him apart from all of his peers. However, his early experience in Hollywood was not positive at all. Blake's mother reportedly became very abusive, constantly pushing him to work, constantly wanting him to manage his career with a harsh, controlling hand. His father was largely absent after a while, consumed by alcoholism. Blake later described his childhood as emotionally and physically damaging. He felt more like a commodity than a child. His parents, very dysfunctional and lacked warmth, left a deep scar on him, and this sense of alienness would plague him throughout the rest of his life. By the time Blake was 10 years old, he already appeared in numerous films, and his childhood was spent on a studio lot rather than playing with other kids his age. His early success as a child was very bittersweet. While it gave him a sense of accomplishment and recognition, it also came with the cost of his innocence and well-being. I want to talk about Blake's later career as he transitioned into more true and adult roles. He starred in a film such as Cold Blood in 1967, where he portrayed Perry Smith, one of the two men convicted of a notorious 1959 murders of the Clutter family in Kansas. His performance was so good, he was critically acclaimed, showing his range and depth as an actor. And then let's talk about his TV fame. In 1970s, Blake became one of the most famous for his roles in the title character Burrito, 1975 to 1978. A police detective with unique, unconventional style of justice, Blake also won an Emmy later for that award in 1975 for his portrayal of Tony Beretta, solidifying his place in television history. And then let's get into the later years of his career. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, Blake continued to work in film and television. Though his career was beginning to slow down a bit and he wasn't appearing in as many acting roles as he can, he still appeared in smaller roles, and many of his films did not achieve the same success as his earlier work. And now we're going to talk about his personal life and his legal troubles. Robert Blake's personal life was as controversial as his acting career, unfortunately. He experienced a turbulent relationship with fame, often known for his reclusive, eccentric personality. His marriage to Bonnie Lee Bakley, Blake married... Blake married Bonnie Lee Beckley in 2000. Though their relationship was tumultuous, Beckley was a controversial figure, known for having been involved in multiple relationships with wealthy men. She was also the mother of Blake's daughter, Rosie. The murder trial of May 4th, 2001. Bonnie Lee Beckley was shot and killed outside a Los Angeles restaurant. Blake was arrested and charged with her murder, and as he was found to be the last person to see her alive. The case received significant media attention, leading to widespread speculations about his involvement. In 2005, Blake was acquitted of the criminal charges and the murder trial, but the case had a major impact on his career and his public image, tarnishing Blake's reputation as he knew. However, he was later found liable for her wrongful death in the civil court, where he was ordered to pay millions of dollars in damages. And then in the later years after the trial, Blake largely retreated from the public, reclusing his image and going into like a little hideaway. Despite his legal troubles, Blake's career remains notable for his outstanding acting and outstanding performances, particularly in The Club Bud and Burrito. His portrayal of morally complex characters left an indelible mark on Hollywood and TV forever, and for that, he will go down for a legend. Known for his intense and often brooding scene presence, Blake was regarded as an actor who could convey deep emotion with a little sense of mystery. Off the screen, Blake was described as an eccentric and often unpredictable, which contributed to his public image. In the final years, he was living a very quiet life in Los Angeles. He largely avoided the public for a few years, and after the trial, he really went away. That don't make sense. Final years. Blake spent much of his final years living a quiet life in Los Angeles area. He largely avoided the spotlight with few public appearances after the trial. And then, unfortunately, this is as recent. He died a year ago on March 9th, 2023, at the age of 89. Despite his acting career, Robert Blake's legacy will forever be tarnished by the scandal of his legal troubles, which overshadowed his achievements as an actor, as he was really talented. Now, Robert Blake is a sad case of, I would say, childhood trauma and exploitation, right? His parents were... They didn't have the most money, as some will say. They really struggled financially because they did immigrate here in 1933 from Italy. And his early life was marked by a lot of trauma that his family did place upon him. But yeah, this is a very sad case of childhood trauma and exploitation, which could also really be a detriment to his mental health, which can also be a contributing factor of all the actions that happened within his career, because he did take a lot of losses, you know. He had multiple failed marriages, and that can be very tumultuous on one's mental health. And the murder trial probably was the nail in the coffin for his public image, so that's probably why he struggled a lot more. And I can understand him wanting to step away from the spotlight, because when you give so much of yourself, it's just like sometimes you feel burnt out. And I feel like Hollywood truly did burn him out, because he started so young. So he never really got the chance to be a child and actually experience all the childhood things. So I would say Blake Lively is definitely, there's many factors contributing to his, like, people would say downfall. And then he did get older. Unfortunately, he did pass at 89. He did suffer a lot. The media, throughout much of his life, especially after the Beckley trial, Blake felt isolated from the society. His career, once very promising, was extremely affected, and his reputation was shot and tainted. Despite his legal acquitted, Blake's later years were marked by his withdrawal from the public life, and many of his interviews from this period reflect a man deeply affected by the traumas he experienced. And he definitely suffered a lot of mental and emotional pain. Blake was known to have like been haunted by feelings of guilt, loneliness, betrayal throughout much of his later life. He was often described as a complex man who struggled to reconcile with his inner pain and the image he had in the public eye. Robert Blake's life was not the easiest one, as most childhood actors aren't. And a lot of childhood actors do struggle with stuff like this because, unfortunately, Hollywood does have a horrible reputation of taking these promising and talented people and tarnishing their dreams. Because who wouldn't want to be a child star, right? It seems very glamorous and very, I guess I would say very promising. It seems like glamorous in a sense, but there's a lot that goes into it, especially with the childhood abuse he endured from both his mother and father. Well, his father wasn't really there, unfortunately, and exploitation in the entertainment industry itself, and a lot of personal losses, a tumultuous and scandalous marriage, and the immense emotional and financial toll of this involvement. He was charged with millions of dollars to pay in a civil lawsuit. Despite his acting success, I do feel like Robert Blake is another sad case of a childhood star gone wild. Thanks, guys. That's the episode, and that's how I want to end it here. Make sure you tune into the next episode, where I will just be discussing O.J. Simpson. And yeah, see you guys in the next one. Love you guys. Stay positive. Hey guys, I really hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did filming it for you guys. I tried to bring you guys a new, different feel for the podcast this week. I wanted to really reel you in with something new, something different, something fresh. And I didn't want to keep sticking with the same old, so that's why I decided to do this case. And I really thought that this case would be something you guys would want to listen to, so I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you also enjoyed my deep dive and really going into the depths of the case and the story of Robert Blake, as we all know. And I hope I really was informative for you guys. And so, yeah, I really hope you enjoyed it. And this week specifically was very critical for me because I really wanted to do a story in which a lot of people can relate to. I feel like a lot of people can relate to doing something simply because someone tells you to. And I want people to realize that you don't always have to do something that someone tells you to. Even if you think it's right, you don't have to do that. And I really wanted to bring awareness to young childhood stars who are suffering at the hands of the entertainment industry. The industry is not easy. It's not hard. It can be very hard on young creative people, and it can be very mentally draining. So I really want to bring awareness to that. So that's another contributing factor of why I chose Robert Blake. And also, I also wanted to show his experience and really tell his story, because he has a very important story, because he experienced this in a time where the internet really wasn't much of a thing. So I wanted to really bring that, to how that also affected people from that generation, and how it also still affecting people to this day now, and how there are similarities, and how even back then things were not always perfect. People love to say, it was as simple back then, but I also wanted to show that there were hardships, and a lot of hardships. But yeah, this really case was really important to me, and I really want hope I got to, you enjoyed it, and I shared it with you guys. So yeah, and if you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to come back, and we're going to do another unmasking of another major figure next week. And I really hope I continue to and show you my guys, my personality, and really show what's really going on behind the scenes and unmasking and showing what's beneath the eyes. And I really hope you guys love this one. And that's all I have for you guys. So stay tuned next week. And as I love to say, stay traumatized. And that's all I have. I really hope you enjoyed this case. Have a good one.